What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Episode 235. Joining us on Bucko Banter today is current pitcher for the Bradenton Marauders, Levi Sterling. You're listening to the Bucko Banter podcast, brought to you by the Just Baseball Media Network. Cue music.
Rockin' 101, shit, she compliment my taste. Whiskey in my lemonade, cause I like the way it tastes. Best seats at the Pirates game, they let me run the base. Yeah, my time is like my money, cause I can't afford to waste. Wifey is a lawyer, take my date to my dates. Order steak by the plate, send in case after case. Run my race at my pace, clear the grass of the snake.
Welcome back to another episode of Bucko Banter. Today we are joined by Pirates prospect Levi Sterling. Levi, welcome on, man.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Levi, let's take a step back, go back to your high school days. You went to Notre Dame High School. It's a pretty well-known high school in Southern California. Same high school of Hunter Green and Giancarlo Stanton. Talk about coming out of a high school with such a rich baseball history.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, they set the standard. I've met both of them, you know, once or twice. It's been cool having them, you know, come back to Notre Dame whenever they can. But yeah, I mean, we were really successful all the years that I was there, and it was really fun, you know, being in the environments like, you know, state championship my sophomore year, putting myself kind of out there and, you know, being used to playing in front of a lot of people with a lot of pressure, you know, scouts everywhere at the games. I had a great time there, and I, you know, credit them with a lot.
What was your recruiting experience like coming out of high school? I believe you were committed to Texas. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what was it like talking to Texas and then kind of working through that, knowing that you could potentially be taken eventually in the draft?
Yeah. So my recruiting for college started very early because it was before all the rules were set in place. So it started, you know, after my freshman year, I was still 14. So I'm proud of the way I went about it. You know, I took about a year to decide what school I wanted to go to. Ended up being Texas, which is a great program. And yeah, I mean, I really love that school. I went out there a few times, and, you know, I knew that getting drafted was a possibility, but I really had no idea which direction I was going to go until draft day. So, you know, yeah.
Levi, like Hunter Green, you were a two-way player coming out of Notre Dame. I'm big on, you know, avoiding sports specialization nowadays. I think that's been very common, especially in the perfect game area where guys are just focusing on one sport. But playing both ways in baseball is also not easy. Can you tell us, like, how did shortstop at all impact the way you grew as a pitcher?
100%. I mean, I credit being the pitcher who I am with being a shortstop primarily growing up, you know. Until last year, maybe 2 years ago, pitching for me is just like, I was just hopping on the mound and throwing the ball. Like, I'd never really put a ton of focus on it. It was just being athletic and getting up on the mound. And I guess it kind of came natural to me. The mechanics and pitches all just happened from being natural. And I still do, you know, shortstop throws during the off season. Even when I'm pitching, like, sometimes I'll go out there, I'll take grounders during the week and throw it over to first, or like, and even this year, I found when I was the most successful on the mound is when during catch play, I was doing weird throws, athletic throws. So I definitely think it helps me coming up, and it's still going to help me going forward.
So you don't have a ton of mileage on your arm. Pitching is still fairly new to you. And like you said, you know, you're just kind of getting up there and throwing. Was it like, hey, I'm throwing heaters mid-90s, maybe I should stick to this? Or was there an influence that said, hey, like, let's start learning how to actually pitch and go about this?
Yeah, I mean, I have been pitching since I was 8 years old, I think. So I wouldn't say I'm necessarily new to pitching, but it was just never something I put entire focus on.
Right.
I never, you know, my dad was my coach. great coach, but like we never focused on my mechanics until last year.
Wow.
Levi, let's focus on the draft real quick. What was that day like for you? What were the emotions like? And did you know the Pirates had any interest in you?
Yeah, it was a wild day. Going into it, I really didn't know what was going to happen, especially with my senior year being kind of, you know, up and down. There was a lot of discussion about, you know, I could go in the top 30 picks. I could go in the third round. I had no idea. So it was a really stressful day. I'm not going to lie. Like, I know you had Seth on the other week. Like, he knew he was going pretty high, but I didn't have that luxury. So, you know, I had a few people over, but it ended up being really a lot easier than I thought it was going to be, you know, when the Pirates called, it all made sense. So I was really, really excited, when that happened. And, yeah, with the Pirates, I knew that they were interested when I went out to the combine. I had meetings with, you know, a few teams. They were one of them. And I remember texting my dad after the meeting with the Pirates being like, it went really well. Liked all the guys. So I knew that it was a possibility. You know, they had a pick around where I was supposed to go.
You have some familiarity with the organization or people within it already, because your old teammate Connor Griffin on Team USA was taken just before you. Have you talked to Connor at all about the draft process or just joining the organization? What was that like being drafted with a teammate and one that was top 10?
Yeah, I mean, that was the first thing that kind of came into my mind when the Pirates called and, you know, I accepted, was like, I was like, oh, that's Connor just got picked to them. I was like, that's nice that I'll have someone, you know, to go through it kind of with me. Yeah, so my first thoughts were like, oh, Connor's on the team. Oh, that's Skeen's team. Oh, that's Jared Jones' team. And, like, it kept going. I was like, oh, that's pretty sick. It's a good landing spot.
Pirates have a good footprint in Southern California, that's for sure. Yeah. Also about that draft here, Levi, I mean, this year they took Seth Hernandez with their sixth overall pick, top prep arm. And then your year, four of their top five picks were top prep players. You got yourself, you got Connor, you got Wyatt Sanford, you got Eddie Reinders. Yeah. What is it like joining a core like that and being able to grow with them through the system?
Yeah, I'm really grateful that that's kind of how it shaped out, you know, having other high school guys to go through it with you, because it's unusual, you know, you going straight out of high school to pro ball, you need to grow up so fast. Having those other guys kind of go through it with you and being able to grow together is really huge for me. And then when they took Seth this past year, like, he's someone that I had already known before. So, you know, I was excited when they took him, and just, you know, having those guys that we could go through pro ball together, because it's not always easy.
What was the adjustment like going down to the complex? I know you eventually made your way to Bradenton playing affiliated ball towards the end of the year, but talk us through the adjustments that you had to make going into your first year of professional baseball.
Yeah, I mean, it's a grind. I had plenty of phone calls before the draft kind of to figure out what is pro ball like, but nothing can really get you prepared for it. Like, you kind of just need to experience it. It was great. I learned a lot about myself this year. Complex league is, you know, you're put right out there, you know, 12 o'clock every day.
In the Florida sun.
In the Florida sun. It's not easy. It's a grind. But, you know, meeting all the Latin players is cool, seeing how they play, becoming friends with them. But yeah, the complex league, you know, it's different. You need to really love the game. Yeah. Because you need to get adrenaline and just, like, you know, it's,
you gotta find that reason why every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. I learned a lot.
Does it help having a facility such as Pirate City? Because, I mean, I've been to a couple of facilities in Florida, and I feel like Pirate City definitely is one of the better ones. You got the dorm facility, you've got the training center, you've got some nice backfields. Like, yeah. Does that help at all in terms of, like, having those resources there and motivating you to move forward?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome that you have everything you could possibly need in one place. You know, I've never had that before. Like, you're getting out of the game pitching and you're going straight to the weight room, getting your lift in. After that, you're going straight to the training room, getting the recovery work in, and then you're going straight to the cafeteria and, you know, getting your food to recover. So it's nice that you have everything there. It makes it very convenient, and it's definitely like definitely helps you instead of if you're in high school, you know, you don't, a lot of places don't have those resources.
Right. Let's talk pitching, Levi. You got a 4-pitch mix still, fastball, yep, curveball, slider, changeup.
Yep.
How did that come about? Did you have that mix in high school? Do you feel more comfortable throwing one as a put away more than the other? And has that changed at all since getting drafted by the Pirates?
Yeah. So that 4-pitch mix I've pretty much had my whole life since I was 10. I'd say my slider is the newest one. I've only been throwing that a couple years. But so my changeup was the first off speed that I learned, which I think is very valuable. I started throwing that when I was 11 years old. So that's kind of why I have such good feel for it. You know, it's my favorite off speed pitch to throw. Curveball, I have also had that since I was 11 or 12. I did make a slight tweak to it last offseason, which is I started spiking it. Throwing it the same way, just with a little spike. Found I got cleaner spin on it, moved a little bit more, you know, a little bit sharper. And slider's the one that, you know, gets a little inconsistent. Sometimes it's one of my best put away pitches. You know, I could jam lefties, get ready to swing and miss. And then sometimes it's not, and I have to rely more on my curveball. So getting that a little bit more consistent is obviously something that I want to work towards.
What's your mentality on the mound when things get tough, Levi? I mean, you're going to be entering into full season affiliated ball, and you're going to be playing a longer season probably than you've played for most of your life. And it's inevitable you're going to go through your tough stretches, bases loaded, big moments, hostile crowds. Not that you're going to see hostile crowds at the complex level, but you may in Bradenton. What is your mentality in those moments?
Yeah, so for me, one thing that I learned, one of the best things I learned this year was how to deal with tough situations, because there were times when my stuff was not great. But for me, I know that I could have my worst stuff on the mound any given day, and I still can beat the hitter no matter who it is, because of my sequencing, how I use my pitches, my feel for pitches. So I, when things get rough, my mentality is just like, I need to lock back in, and I know I'm better. I can't have any doubts. I know I'm better with the hitter no matter what I have. You know, I could have one pitch that day and use it in so many different ways that I still get the other team out.
How is using that pitch mix and then that mentality combined with like the resources that Pirate City has to offer, just professional baseball, like looking at pitch shape, design, spin rate, all that type of stuff. Is that something that you like using? A lot of guys sometimes either love it or they hate it, or they find a perfect in between. What's your experience been like with that?
Yeah. So TrackMan and all the analysis data stuff, it's not necessarily new to me. I've always, you know, I've thrown pens with it the past few years. But we really get more in depth and have more access to it with the Pirates. And so last year was big learning for me how to use that the best. There were definitely times this year where I was chasing a certain number, and that's not the best way for me to go about it, because I end up changing things to reach that number, which aren't natural to me. So I got caught up doing that a little bit last year. So finding a balance between like finding your filter, what information is valuable to you and what information just gets in your head and does not work. You don't want to be thinking about it on the mound. But I mean, I love that stuff. I have a pretty good knowledge of it. I always ask for the reports after every outing. I love it, but I needed to learn my filter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think filter is a good way to put it, because being a former pitcher myself, I pitched at the D3 level. I mean, it's putting too much information in your head can almost work as a disadvantage to you, at least for me, someone who thinks a lot. There's some people that don't think that much, and they might be able to comb through that all that data going through their head or that information. But yeah, that's definitely, filtering is definitely a good quality to have as a pitcher. But Levi, let's get into the off season here. You're your first off season as a professional. What are you working on? What are your goals?
So my goals is to just get as mobile as possible and to add strength. I don't necessarily need to add body weight, but I'm just going into it. I'm grinding in the weight room, and throwing wise, I'm just starting throwing this week, just being athletic. I think there were too many times last year where I was just thinking of myself as just a pure pitcher, and I'm just having fun with it. That's when I do the best, is when I'm just having fun out on the field. But yeah, I mean, I'm really focusing on getting mobile, stretching, and just being strong through different ranges of motion.
Levi, for Pirates fans that don't know you or getting to know you right now, what type of player are they getting in Levi Sterling?
Yeah, I mean, you're getting a dog. Like, when I'm on the mound, nothing else matters. I'm getting the hitter out. It's just, I'm a very confident pitcher. I would say it's sneaky confidence, because sometimes on the mound I've had people say that I look bored, but I'm fighting up in here. But I'm a competitor. I love winning. So that's the end of it. I just love winning.
Love Perfect. That, man. Love that. Pittsburgh fans are going to love hearing that. My last question before we let you go here, Levi, you were on the complex for majority of the season, got a taste of affiliated ball. Outside of Connor Griffin, because you know him, who is a teammate of yours, pitcher or hitter, that has wowed you this since being with the Pirates?
I think Wyatt Sanford has wowed me. He just can hit. Just, you know.
Can pick it, too.
Yeah, I mean, he could pick it, but he was also – When he was in the complex, he was just finding ways to get on. Like, I think he got hit like 8 times in 8 games or something. But he's just able to get to first base. Let me think if there's any other people.
I think when we were down there, we saw him wear a couple too, Scott.
It was stupid. Yeah.
For sure.
He's impressed me.
Yeah. Levi, my last question, outside of baseball, what do you find yourself doing? Do you have any hobbies? Are we hammering the video games? Are we golfing? What are we doing?
Yeah. So golfing is a big one, especially in Florida. I love music, listening to music, kind of grew up on different, you know, classic rock. I've gotten into my own stuff. Nice. Yeah. I mean, I just love kind of, especially being in LA, I love exploring the city. I guess I'm a city boy. Finding new restaurants. I love food.
Well, when you get to Pittsburgh, we got a ton of recommendations for you, my man.
Good. Let me know.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, man, pleasure having you on. Best of luck this off season. Keep grinding. And hopefully we get to see you in Bradenton when we go to spring training this year.
Yep. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Thanks, Levi.
Rockin' 101, she compliment my taste. Whiskey in my lemonade, cause I like the way it tastes. Best seats at the Pirates game, they let me run the base. Yeah, my time is like my money, cause I can't afford to waste. Wifey is a lawyer, take my date to my dates. Order steak by the plates and it